Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good afternoon and good evening, and welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I'm your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, so I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I ask that you join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, right here on Facebook so that you can interact with the guests and other listeners that enjoy the show. Please subscribe wherever you are comfortable listening podcasts. The show is on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, and the Google Play Music app. Wherever you are comfortable listening to podcasts, please hit that subscribe button and never miss an episode. On the show, my guests are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, and authors who are amazing at what they do and are having an impact in the world around them. My guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, you can join our conversation at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. Call us, ask a question, come on the show. And now, please help me welcome to the show my guest today, Dominic Brightman. Dom, my friend, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Oh, man, it was great to turn Super Saiyan with you, man. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, man. I don't feel older, you know, like that. I guess that's a good thing, but it's definitely couple more years, you know, till I'm 40, so it's like whatever.
You spent that time in the service, that means you kept yourself in good shape, I think, so you should be all right.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah, definitely. So you know, I'm not as old as my wife, but you know, it's she's all happy. but it's been a good day, you know, it's been a good day. You know, got a lot of love. Very, very grateful, very appreciative of the love and the birthday wishes that has come in today. So, yeah, I'm 36 years old today, and I get to hang out with you, my man.
Oh, man, I'm honored, dude. You're doing amazing things, and being a part of the journey is freaking awesome with you, man.
Heck, yeah. So, the title of this episode is 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success with author and podcaster Dominic Brightman. Whether he's reading books on leadership, handling books at his library, Dominic Dom Brightman is always looking for the next great opportunity. Since his youth, Dominic has had the tendencies of a leader. He's been following the latest and greatest figures in society and seeks to gain the skills and mindset of those who go the furthest. Dom is a member of the John Maxwell team, certified John Maxwell speaker, an active member of the Toastmasters International. He was the youngest area director in Region 7 at the age of 23. Under his leadership, Dominic's area became distinguished for the 2015-2016 year. On the platform, he actively engages with his audience and inspires them with love. Thanks to his love for reading, Dom published his book titled Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself. And his follow-up Amazon bestseller was Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Keys to sustainable success. As the host of the Going North podcast, Dom interviews authors around the world to help listeners become inspired to one day publish books of their own and keep overcoming the daily obstacles we all have to face. Because of his podcast, Dom was listed as one of the top 10 self-help podcasters in the world in 2018, alongside Brendan Burchard, Gretchen Rubin, Lewis Howes, and Steve Osher. You can go to his Facebook right there in the show notes, along with his LinkedIn, connect with him there, and then go to his website, Dom Brightman, D-O-M-B-R-I-G-H-T-M-O-M, Dom Brightman. And go to dombrightman.com, connect with him, check out his podcast, and subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts currently. Subscribe to his podcast, Going North. And with that, my first question for you, my friend, is why? What is your deep why for what you do?
I mean, why not, man? I mean, it's like life. You only get this one opportunity in this one lifetime anyway, at least through this form. Now, seriously, though, my why is the fact that, funny enough, I saw this on a social media post some months ago, and it goes like this, is the fact that my mother worked too hard for me not to be great. And in my case, I had both a wonderful mother and a wonderful father. My mother, she was a Southern girl who got married to my father, who was a veteran in World War II and served in the 82nd Airborne Division. And they both were about just making, at least living a good life. And they wanted me to have one. And it's only fitting that I try to at least live out that legacy, because my mother herself, she got her master's in psychology, and she always wanted me to speak well. She was like my first ever public speaking coach in a way, because when it came to those scriptures that I had to recite every Sunday or just going to Sunday school with my dad, just having that good influence in my life and being blessed with those two wonderful human beings. And even though one of them is no longer here at the moment, but it's still great that it's like, hey, I got this life. They allowed me to live this life. And I got these good foundational principles from being raised in the church. So it's like, all right, let's take this to a whole nother level, as you like to say, and try to at least make something out of it, especially nowadays where a lot of millennials get a bad rap. They usually show the ones not doing anything positive as opposed to the ones doing positive things. So that's why I do things. It's just for mostly through the power of my wonderful mother, my father, and got an awesome older brother too, and the rest of the great family.
I love it, man. That's a great, great why to have. So the whole show is about transformation and how you were before and where you want to go. There's always a transformational moment we carry with us that sets us apart from our old selves. You know, people get in car accidents, it's life-changing. Go on a hike, they go, you know, scale the Himalayas, whatever they do in life. Near-death experiences, people become sexual assault victim advocates because they were sexually assaulted or raped. So I always believe that something in life happens for us that puts us on the path to what we're doing. So what was that for you? What was that one transformational moment that you feel has transformed your life and put you on the path to what you're doing today?
It's funny enough, because you kind of alluded to it earlier, because on my 21st birthday back in the year where people thought the world was going to end, where we really lost Twinkies for a month, I got into a car accident, funny enough. Yeah, man.
Who would ever want to get rid of Twinkies, too? Like, I'm like, okay, like who sat around? Okay, first of all, there are no bad ideas in this world, because literally somebody sat around a table. Says, let's put sharks inside of a tornado and make a movie. Not one, but three movies. So let's just say there is no bad idea, because somebody literally sat around a table and thought this up, okay? But literally, again, who are those demonic people who sat around and go, let's get rid of Twinkies? What is wrong with you? It might be the same people that got that made Sharknado. I'm pretty sure they're the same demonic people, okay? Because no two bad ideas could be as bad as that movie or Snakes on a Plane and Twinkies. Jeez, just saying. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, man, you're definitely right about that. That's probably going to make a fun story later. But yeah, man, it was one heck of a birthday gift, too, because that was actually a month after my father got lost for a good 48 hours because he was coming down with Alzheimer's, his decline was starting, and also was living with my parents and going to school full-time while holding a part-time job at the time. So that was probably one of the greatest gifts of my life because it actually plotted me on a new course and actually helped me to become a voracious reader because when I stepped out that house that day, it's like, I mean, it was damp on the streets, but I didn't expect to crash my car because the darn brake would jam on the car. It's like, it kind of goes to show I got to keep my life that day, but it's like someone didn't. So it's just stuff like that. Like, always tell your loved ones that you love them and always appreciate them while they're here and make sure they hear all the good stuff you have to say about them while they're still here. Because you never know. They might just leave here tomorrow or, heck, even tonight. And you probably had some really great things to say about them, and they never got to hear them in this form. So it's like, I'll always do that. But, yeah, that transformational moment, just crashing the car and then a few weeks later being called in by my boss. I'm like, hey, like, what's going on here? Because at the time, I used to pride myself on keeping my personal and private life separate, but I wasn't doing as good a job as I thought it was. And then got the meeting from the boss. Right. I was like, all right, something's got to change. So after that, I realized, wait a second, I work in a library. There's got to be a how-to book on something. Let me read something that, like, changed the course of where I'm going. So I went up and picked up a few John Maxwell books, and one of them was The 21 Qualities of a Leader. And that book really helped me to transform and become this great person who wanted to actually try and do something better with his life. Because, yeah, I had the biblical principles and everything, but it's like it really gets tested when you actually live long enough. It's like you can't go in life without making any mistakes because that's just not possible. That's a mistake even thinking that's going to happen. And just decided to not only become a voracious reader, but try to set at least 1 to 3 words as like a New Year's mantra for the year. So 2013, after the car accident, it was rebirth. I set up on a goal to read at least 50 plus books a year on different things to try to get myself to think more positively and differently. And that eventually actually ended up writing 2 of my own books as a result of that. So it's just great that this is probably one of the greatest times to be alive. It's like, yeah, on one end, it's like, yeah, people can be easily offended. But on the other hand, like, if you wanted to write a book like 100 years ago, you could do it a lot easier nowadays more than ever. So that was really one of the most powerful transformation moments. Like, you go out the door expecting to just go to class and maybe have a great day, but nope. You make it the left turn, and then the brake jams, and then you crash your car, traffic stuck for an hour. The police officer's like, damn, I have to do paperwork. Glad you're okay there, bro. But yeah, you got to do paperwork. I got to call my tow truck guy. And all these folks are driving in slow motion, looking at you like, hey, can y'all like keep driving? Like, stop staring at me and everybody else here. I got that. But yeah, man, that was the transformational moment.
Boom. Love it, man. Absolutely love it. So moving forward, man, you create book, you got the podcast, you got a lot of great things happening in your life and a lot of mediums to do it with. Talk about the book, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself.
Sure. So that book itself, it was actually written on a dare from a fellow Toastmaster out in Delaware. Yeah, because it was back in, I think it was, 2015. Yep, 2015. I had this, instead of handing out business cards, I created this reading list of books because my coach at the time was like, hey, you got some awesome books that you like to read. You should recommend this to other people. So I was like, all right, I'll make this reading list and I call it the 100 Books for Dynamic Living. And she grabbed the list after I handed it to her.
Right.
Yeah. And after she basically grabbed it, she looked at the list, looked right back at me, and asked where my name and book was on the list. And I'm like, I was freaking 23 at the time. I'm like, what the heck am I going to write about? I ain't got no book. And then she put her hand out. It's like, all right, I dare you to write this book of the year. Heck, I'll even join you. We'll both write books together. This time next year, we'll both have our books out and we can go and promote ourselves. I'm like, nope. Sorry, lady, I'm not doing it. And what makes this story even funnier is the fact that in one of the books called The Magic of Getting What You Want by David Schwartz, it mentioned I should write an obituary. And in that obituary, I wrote down that I'll be a best-selling author. And this was after the obituary, so it was even funnier. It's like, yeah, you got that opportunity, but fear is kicking at your door with all the limiting beliefs and whatnot. And it was like, nope, not doing it. And then a few days later in a Toastmasters meeting where I was doing one of my presentations where it required me to do a Q&A session, I told my buddy about the situation, and he saw this as a perfect opportunity to get me to, well, basically put my feet to the fire. He's like, hey, buddy, when's your book coming out? And I'm like, darn you. Yeah, I was going to drop you right there for doing that, but I ended up not doing it, and I just said, you know what? A year from today, my book is going to be out, my first book, Going North. And went home that night. My pen was on fire. I wrote like 14 raw pages of content that ended up being the last chapter of the book. And then I kind of went on like this hibernation period for a couple months and then picked the book back up in January 2016. And then eventually got the book done. And it's a nice compilation of some of the activities I've taken out of other books and quotes and other things and actually done in my own life. Because that's the main thing. I don't want to be the guy who's preaching and teaching stuff that I don't believe in, because there's no room for that, especially when everybody can find out what the hell's going on. So that's really what the book's about, and it's under 100 pages too, because one, I only had a year to do it, I got it done in 10 months, and two, people don't have time for 700 pages. So let me just give it to them straight, no chaser, no fluff, and just give it to them. And you can actually reach more people that way, especially those who may be rehabilitating from drugs or alcoholism or some kind of addiction, and they need something to get them back on course. So a nice thin short read will give them the confidence to maybe even read more books if they stop reading books, period.
I don't read books, my man.
But you write them.
Yes.
At least you wrote one of them. And it became a bestseller.
Yeah,
actually,
I got two books. Yeah, I got two books. I don't read books for the fact that, and I'll argue this to the death, that there are books that I write that are pretty good. There are books that you write, not you, but there are books that are written that are really good, okay, that really suck. But there's none that tell you in the moment what that happened, because time changes so fast. Time changes so fast. Like, I can't name one book on the market available right now that will tell me how to take out a Facebook ad that will make me $1 million.
Yeah, because they'll probably change the algorithm or something as soon as they release the book.
Yep. So Think and Grow Rich is a great book because it's a great foundation, right?
Right.
Russell Brunson's got a couple books called .com Secrets that were written back a long time ago. All that information is damn near irrelevant because things have changed so much. And then you look at Expert Secrets, really great stuff. There's a lot of good stuff in there, but again, some of the stuff is not working. If you read a bunch of speaker books, it will tell you how to use the platform, get a speaker one sheet, you need to do this way, you need to do this. Contact people. Guess what? Those people don't exist anymore. The one sheet, non-existent. People don't even ask for it. And the way that you deliver is different. They want stories. They want no BS, no fluff. So the way that we do things that are written in this book in 2004 just isn't the way we operate anymore. That's why people write multiple books, is because they're writing things about the current time. And it's great for the current time. If I found a wealth book, any wealth book, how to generate wealth, you know what it's going to tell me? It's going to give me real estate examples from like 2000. It's going to give me stock market stuff from this one time, and all that stuff's around because the market's changed so much. Prior to 2008, I wouldn't even read any real estate book at all. So I read books. I listen to podcasts. I listen to people that are doing it right now. You had a guest on your show that was telling people like how they published the book and, you know, how they came about their thinking when they were creating the book. Where is that in any book? How do you publish a book? How do you create your final thing? How do you structure your book? Where is there a book on that? I haven't seen one, but I learned it on a podcast, and I can learn it if I go to entrepreneur.com or if I go to Google or YouTube, because it's relevant. So I've chosen this year, literally, I've chosen this year to not read a book. I haven't read a book this year, and I've made more money. I've worked with more clients, and I've had explosive growth because because I was disciplined, and I said, okay, I need to take out a Facebook ad. Google Facebook ad. Find somebody who is smart in Facebook ads. Then connect with them, buy their time, whatever you need to do, and then do it. A lot of people want to read books. They're great knowledge. Applied knowledge is how you get explosive growth. And a lot of people read books. They're smart, but they don't know how to apply it. They can't apply the knowledge. It's just there in their brain. So this year, I've not read a single book. But I've read
not
a
even
ton of articles
book?
And magazines. What's
that? Oh, not even like a morning devotional book like the Bible or something?
I mean, I always read the Bible, but the Bible's not a book.
Collection of books.
Mm-hmm. Collect books, and it's your lifestyle, man.
That's right.
It's literally your guide, your handbook, your manual to life. So, of course, absolutely, man. I read that thing all the time. And I just want to say, man, like, I just don't read books anymore. Because what I want to know is usually a Google search or a YouTube video away. And that's all I need. I don't need to do these other things. I don't need these other things. And I'm constantly reading, like, meditations, mindfulness. I'm reading something I read the other day was the brain hacked to positivity. And I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And it's like a 3-minute article on health and this magazine, whatever it was. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I read the relevant stuff because the books are outdated. It's just like a computer. You buy a computer, you buy a phone, a year later it's outdated because we're moving so fast. Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Hey, man, that's a darn good argument, though. But the good thing is, the main thing is you're still reading, at least. That's the good thing.
100%. Yep, 100%. Yeah. Always read. Always, always, always reading, consuming knowledge all the time. So 80% content consumption right now is through video.
Oh, yeah.
So I watch a lot of videos.
Yeah, because you can actually take it with you on the go, and you can play it in the background if you don't even want to, like, watch the person talking or whatever. It's a lot more versatile, too. And you can skip through it, too, depending on what type of video it is, if someone's trying to tell they're going off a tangent or whatever. So yeah.
Absolutely, man. So are your books available on Amazon?
Yes, sir. Both are available on Amazon. The first one's actually in audiobook form. So for those that don't like to read, I'm also reading the first one. The second one is going to be on audiobook soon, too.
Heck yeah, man. I like it. Talk about the second book, man. Why did you write the second book?
So the second book, Stay the Course, it was a follow-up to the first one, because after I published the first one, I was like, all right, in 2 years' time, I'm going to publish a follow-up book to the first one, maybe touch on some things I didn't touch on in the first one. And my father passed away back in March of 2017, and grief actually hit me harder than I thought it did, and I gained a bunch of weight. And once again, I got called into the boss's office, and I kept screwing up, and she knew I was going through a tough time, and even offered to give me some time off and all that good stuff to get my head back in the game, and even pulled out all these other past performance reviews and realized, like, hey, showing when times I was a top performer, the last couple of years, top performer wasn't even on there. It's like, wait a second. So I've been a lead performer before, a top performer, but not here, and then it's like, wait a second. I wasn't aware of what was going on. I, I was eating a bunch of food. I like to call the dirty bulking phase. I was just eating anything and try to justify it as me just to add weight on the skin and bones or whatever. But it was just really a bunch of grief. That's really where this book came from, a place of realizing, hey, I wasn't having awareness. I wasn't aware of myself. I wasn't aware of my mindset. And that's kind of where the seven keys go into. So there's the first key, which is mental awareness, being aware of your mindset. Key number two, time awareness, being aware of your time. The I, influence awareness, being aware of those around you that are your friends and acquaintances. And then there's the also the C, the connection awareness, which is also being aware of those that you're connected with and being sure that you're connecting with good people. And then, of course, the H, which is habit awareness, too, being aware of the habits, like the eating. It was extremely too much at the time and gained over 64 pounds after that. And then, of course, the sixth key was gratitude. And
oh, yeah.
Gratitude is always a must. And the last key, which is kind of two things, is consistency and commitment. Because that's one thing that I was lacking. I wasn't consistent with keeping all the balls in the air of the juggling. And then I wasn't really committed to actually taking care of myself. And it's like, hey, self-care is a must, because especially if you're trying to balance a bunch of balls in the air and just being aware of yourself and what's going on, and as well as what's going on all around you.
Dude, I love it. So go through those seven keys to sustainable success one more time, just real quick.
Sure. So there's the M, which is mental awareness. Then there's the I, which is influence awareness. Then there's the T, which is time awareness. Then there's C, which is the connection awareness. H, which is habit awareness. Then there's gratitude. And the final key is consistency and commitment.
I love it. Absolutely love it. For those listening, if anything resonated with you about what he just said, I'd love to know about it. You can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or you can message him on his Facebook directly saying that you heard him on Life Transformation Radio, go through his seven secret keys to sustainable success, or call in 657-383-1109. And if you have a question or just wanted to know what you thought about those seven secret keys, give us a call. Team is standing by. So I want to move over to the podcast, man. What made you start the podcast? I know a lot of people said, well, it's just where the attention is going, so I'm just going to do it. But what was your reason that you started the Going North podcast?
Yeah, man. So it just started really from a place of service, because after I published the first book, Going North, I got a online radio interview with this guy, and he kept cutting me off every other sentence. And then I was like, what? Oh, okay. All right.
You were not Gary Vaynerchuk show, were you?
Man, if I was on Gary Vaynerchuk show, it probably wouldn't have been as bad. I'm like, all right, I guess it was just Gary V. I mean, it's okay. I'm like,
dude, it blows my mind, man. If you interrupt somebody, they get super pissed. But if Gary, they're like, hey, man, that's Gary. Like, it's just who Gary is. Like, it's so acceptable him to do it, but like the most random person does it, like super pissed.
Exactly. It's like, what?
I guess when you're like a zillionaire, I guess you get to do whatever you want. You know? Players get to do whatever they want. They're winners. And winners get to do whatever the heck they want.
That's right, baby. That's right.
So what made you start your show?
But yeah, man, yeah, back to that. So it was basically my place of service, and then I got on Ann Alston's podcast, funny enough, a few months later.
Oh, she's awesome. Yes.
Yeah. She is an amazing woman. That's right, the Veterans Biz Association, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I was like surprised because I wasn't getting cut off, and she was surprised I didn't talk as much. I'm like, oh, I was just expecting to get cut off. That's all. And then she's like, no. And then I realized, like, all right, let's dial in. Wait, I don't have to go around like a pizza boy with a microphone and like be face to face with people. I can actually do this online. So after that, September 2017, started the Going North podcast because a friend of mine was like, hey, Going North is basically your brand here. So it's like, you don't want to like you go like a whole different direction, because originally it was going to be called the Mr. Music and Reads podcast. It was going to be about independent music artists and just books alike. But it was like, wait a second. You know what? Let me just keep this thing going, because it's like I like to read books. And you know what? This is a great place for especially first-time self-published authors to have a platform to get their voices heard and encourage them to continue to share their stories with others. Because if you see something good in one person and acknowledge it in them, they may be able to run for a lifetime, all because you gave them the platform and encouraged them to do that. So that's where it came from, and been rocking it hard ever since, usually around a good, I think we're like 180 episodes in so far. Definitely going to be over 200 before this year's over, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Wow. So I'm curious, I speak at a lot of events. I speak at Podcast, New Media Summit, which is Steve Ulrich's event. I'm an icon over there, the Icons of Influence. All over there. So I'm really curious. What got you that distinction of the top 10 self-help podcast of 2018? I wonder if anybody really ever knows if maybe they were put up for it. Maybe somebody did an article. They loved your show. There's some shows I'm like, I've never even heard of this. There's other shows where I'm like, yes, that deserves to be in there. But there's other shows like, I've never heard of this show. How is it the most popular show of 2018, but like, I've never heard of the show, and I speak at podcast events across the country, right? Do you know what prompted that, or how kind of that happened or started?
Man, it was the grace of God or something, man. I don't even know how the hell I ended up on it, man. The only reason I found out...
I'm just
here recording
some stuff.
Like, yeah, dude, it's like I only had like 32 episodes at the time or whatever when it was like back in 2018, and it was a nice mix of talent. And to be honest, me as a host, I pretty much sucked as a host, like from my perspective, and had some great talent to pick me, and I promoted it and all. It's like my downloads, it's like they're not in the hundreds of thousands. I'm like, I don't know how the hell I ended up on this. So it's like, I guess someone listened to a good episode or found one of my LinkedIn articles where I point people back to the podcast, and they just like what they saw, and they just, you know, put it up there. I guess, I don't know.
which goes to my point, like, the podcast industry is so new, still so like in infancy, that still nobody knows. They're like, oh, some guy. Like, I got a friend of mine, Jeremy Slate. He's the host of Create Your Own Life podcast, and he was Inc.com's 2019 podcast to listen to. I'm like, how? He's like, I don't know, dude. I was like, dang. I might need to send this dude a message and be like, hey, listen to my show. Maybe he'll write something about me. But I don't even worry about it. I just keep on doing what I'm doing. You know, and eventually the right people hear it, and eventually the, great things happen. But it's just so remarkable. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Well deserved. Like, I don't even know how I got that. Like, I was just doing my thing, But I think it's doing it for the right reasons, not doing it just because, cool thing the cool kids are doing, I'm going to get into it too. Oh, I'm going to make a bunch of money from it, so I'm going to end up right? So that's my interpretation.
Yes, but that's a great interpretation, because it was like, I just thought I was going to interview a few people in Maryland. I didn't think I was going to be talking to folks in Australia and all over the world. Like, what the heck, man? I was wanting to interview people, give them a platform to just speak and talk. It's like, oh, wait. It's like, it can make money doing this? Wait, there's a list of people doing this? What the heck, man? It's like, all right. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for that one. All right.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. So how do you elevate the world around you? I love it when people take their moments and their why, and they combine it, and they're creating programs, products, and services for things. How do you elevate the world around you?
Yeah, man, various ways. So day job, work as a librarian, so helping folks with resumes and usually distracting people with the video game systems I got for the teenagers and among other things. And then, of course, when I'm not working there, doing the interviews for the podcast and writing the books, and also just encouraging other folks to do their thing as well, because some folks, they may just stalk you on social media, and then if you know them in person, they eventually come out of nowhere and be like, hey, I'm watching you. I like what you're doing. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, all right. I'm on it for the cyber stalking. Thanks a bunch. But yeah, man, that's just the it's like. But yeah, man, just sharing positive messages and just encouraging those in my circle, and heck, even like occasional gifts. And sometimes I get occasional gifts as well. Like one day, I interviewed a guest, and the company sent me cookies. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, and then shared that with the colleagues and everything. So it's just really just the power of the spoken word is how I elevate the world. And the spoken word is so darn powerful because it's something you can't take back. I mean, sure, you can apologize, but people are going to remember that for years to come. It's like, man, could just like beat me or whatever, 2x4, and then I could just come to in like 24 hours. Like, why do you have to say that? As opposed to, like, hey, just being that negative teacher who was hoping to be in that famous rapper song 10 years later. It's like, yeah, I was just trying to encourage you. No, you wasn't. You said I was trash. But just the power of spoken word is how I like to elevate the world, because it's like whether just giving a listening ear as well through the podcasting as well as the friends and family, but also just encouraging others as well. Because someone encouraged me, and folks been telling me for years I got this radio voice, and voila, a podcast, and I'm sitting here with you today on this awesome radio show. And it's like, yeah, it's like just the power of the spoken word, and that's really how I like to elevate people. And it's, people have done it for me, so it's only fair I give back to others who've helped me out.
And you've done that on Toastmasters too.
Oh yeah, with all the bread warming. That's right, all the bread warming. Yes, indeed. Yeah, Toastmasters. That one came about actually through listening to one of Brian Tracy's audiobooks, because my church wanted me to do a public speaking seminar, and I had no idea what the hell to do. And I was like, all right, I'll go ahead and join this Toastmasters thing, network with some folks. And then after the seminar went off very well, and I learned a major lesson, make sure that you incorporate audience participation during the presentation and have them have a shot to come up on stage, as opposed to putting it on the agenda. It's like, hey, audience participation, because the event, it was so hilarious. Like, they ain't kidding about that fear of public speaking thing, man. It was like, all right, my goal was like 100 people in the room. There was like 95 that day. After my friend was done speaking, we had the break. Everybody got their fruit or whatever from the snacks table, and we came back for the audience participation session. There was only 10 people left. Like, there are people who have, like, what the fudge? I'm like, all right, that's not happening again. We've got to sneak it in on them so they won't get scared. But, yeah, man, just going out to Toastmasters, networking with people. And for those out there, especially introverts, join your local Toastmasters organization. You know, Tony Watley's a Toastmaster out in Texas with his club, President of His Club. And he's been growing in leaps and bounds, among other things. And it's great because it's a place that's low-impact networking for introverts, because you're in a room with people who are all about personal development and bettering themselves, and they're just trying to get better. And if you're in that environment where folks are trying to get better and you see folks doing that, you in turn can be that mentor for someone else and help them to get better, because it's helped me a lot, because it was a Toastmaster challenged me to write a book. It was a Toastmaster actually saw something in me to be a leader, an area director, to actually oversee a few clubs out in the Northern Maryland area, where the average Toastmaster is 35 plus years old, and some of them are even in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And I'm this 23-year-old kid in a way. It's like, all right, how the heck am I going to listen to you for? So just like that opportunity to be able to be in that environment where folks want to get better, having it rub off on you and having a listening ear ready to actually listen in and see how you can help people, and offering an encouraging word when necessary, as well as amplifying your leadership and communication skills.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about Toastmasters is it actually teaches you the business of speaking, They'll show you how to speak, but they don't show you how to get booked to speak, and they don't show you how to get paid to speak. They just teach you how to deliver, which is great. But if you don't know how to use the skill, then it seems kind of a mute point. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know how to get booked in order to even use that skill.
Yeah, you have to basically like network with certain folks and get to the point where you find someone who is already in the business or just starting out or knows somebody who actually knows something. Because you're right, like Toastmaster itself, you're not going to learn that unless you look for it. I mean, what you seek and you shall find, right? If you ain't going to look for it, you're going to find it. So you're definitely right about that.
Absolutely, man. How long have you been in Toastmasters for? Did you first start?
Funny enough, it'll be 6 years this September. And I can't believe it's been 6 years. Been since 2013, yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's like, oh, okay, wow,
no,
6 year
okay.
journey. It's like, yeah,
wow,
man, six pack.
Very cool, man. I like it. Been in Toastmasters for about 6 years or so. Got the podcast going, got books going. You're making amazing impact with the people that listen to your show, that come on the show. And you know, I learn things from people who come on my show just as much as they might learn something from me, something that I say, different perspective, whatever. And I think that's what's great about having a podcast and about the different things that we do. So I want to give you an opportunity right now to shamelessly plug your programs, products, services, books, podcasts, whatever it is that you want the audience to know or to do. Famously plug. Go.
All righty. That's right. Come on down, folks, to the wonderful DomBrightman.com. Check out the bio. Check out the books as well. Going North, Stay the Course, both self-help books for the distracted mind. They're both under 100 pages. So if you're like my friend Sean here and you don't like to read actual books, you could still actually pick up books like mine. They're actually short and read. And funny enough, both are on audio form. The first one's available, the Audible. Second one's coming soon to audiobook as well. And be sure to check out the Going North podcast. A new episode uploads every Monday and Thursday. A different author comes on. They talk about their books and other products and services that they offer as a way to not only advance others, but also to advance yourself as well. Because like Sean says, if you get to listen to folks, you get to learn from them. It's like if you get to learn as a podcast host and a podcast guest, you get to learn as a podcast listener as well. So go ahead and check that out and be on the lookout for a third book coming soon. There's no timetable on it. It could be 6 months from now. It could be 6 years from now. It could be 3 years from now. But yeah, keep on watch. Keep that watch. Even if it's not Rolex, keep a lookout.
Even if it's not a Rolex, keep coming.
Yeah, I got bad puns. It's okay. bad jokes.
So where do you want them to subscribe to your show? Apple, Google, where do you want them to subscribe?
Yes, whatever works best for you. So DomBrightman.com, that's probably the main place. And then there's also iTunes. You can go there if you prefer iTunes. And Sean, you're definitely one of the folks I follow, man, because it's like when you Google your podcast, you find all these places. So the Going North podcast,
yep,
you Google it, it's in like 20 different places. So Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, Listen In, Tune In for Alexa, like Podshake, Chaser, all these apps. Like Going North podcast, Google me, you'll find me.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So as we the show, give us a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
All right, and nugget it is, and not chicken nugget or gold nugget. Well, actually, it might be platinum nugget. Who knows? How about seriously? But
chicken nugget, like.
Yep. No, nobody saw that one coming, even me. No, but seriously, though, you know what? That's probably going to be my nugget right there. Find the humor in anything you can in life, because if you can find something to laugh about at least one day, heck, even if it's yourself, I laugh about myself every day for some of the bad, corny jokes I have. I'm known as the Punisher, like the guy who has all the puns. Like, if you can laugh at yourself, anyone else can laugh at you, but it won't matter, because if you laugh at yourself, you have the power over everyone else. Because, like, you know what? It's like, yeah, your jokes are corny. It's like, yeah, I know, I got a whole cornfield. I'm a farmer of these bad jokes. If you can find the humor in anything in life, just get one good chuckle out of the day, you can keep going no matter what you do. So find the humor every day in your life, even if it's for a moment. And keep on pushing and advance others to advance yourself.
Ooh, advance others to advance yourself. I love it. Oh, I love that, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been absolutely an honor to have you on Life Transformation Radio.
Thanks a bunch for having me on, man. It's been a while. Looking forward to this one.
Yeah, man. Glad we could do it, and picked a great day to do it as well.
Yeah, man. I'm the chocolate and the birthday cake for you, man. Let me stop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Too far. I don't think that you are in my birthday cake, Dom. My wife, I don't think, would appreciate that.
Yeah, she wouldn't. She'd probably stab me or something for that.
I'm your chocolate in your birthday cake. Oh, man. Oh, God. That's funny. That is funny. All right, brother. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the show. And I look forward to seeing what the rest of 2019 is for you.
Woohoo! Thanks a bunch, man. Keep winning,
you rock,
Sean.
Man. Yeah, buddy. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest impacting the world around him. If anything resonated with you, please go to Facebook and LinkedIn, click the links, and tell him that you heard him on Life Transformation Radio. Dom, D-O-M, Dom Brightman, B-R-I-H-T-M-O-N, DomBrightman.com, and check out his website and subscribe to his show, Going North Podcast. With that, I will close the show with by saying, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.